Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marlon Stewart. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Marlon Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive towards the mound. Shantz catches it and throws to first to double up Lapon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from House and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Sushok moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball towards left. Zerniel catches it and throws to second to double up Sushok. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Suter reaches second base with a double. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. Kell catches it and races to tag Suter, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Juiced hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Juiced. The throw from House and he is out, Lepon applying the tag. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel is hit by the pitch. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Hitchcock scores. Moses moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton is hit by the pitch. Moses moves to third. Suter moves to second. Wayne McLeland now pitching. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLeland juggles the ball. That's an error on McLeland. Moses scores. Suter moves to third. Tipton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. Suter scores. Tipton moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Joost moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Gene Bearden now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lipon hits a line drive towards third. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive towards short. Lipon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to home to get Moses. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-3 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 8-0. Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Groth reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Groth moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Groth scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow strikes out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.